Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, also known as The Hypnosis Queen, and we are live on Internet Radio here from Jacksonville, Illinois, USA, Earth, Universe. You can find out more information about me and what I do on my blog at www.thehypnosisqueen.com, and that is www.thehypnosisqueen.com. Also, you can send comments and or questions if you have. Please keep it short. At thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Okay, and now I bring you today's show. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to get covered within the next hour, but I'm going to move along fairly quickly, and this show is recorded, so if you need to write something down or record it, you can always go back and replay the show at your convenience at any time. Now, can you cure your cancer? And the answer is yes, you can. Learn what our government does not want you to know and how Japan and China are commonly treating cancers. Now, but before we get started, the FDA and the AMA and Obama and a few others require that I give you this warning and disclaimer. I am not a licensed doctor or a certified in medicine. This program is for educational purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis, treatment, or advice of a qualified licensed medical professional. The facts presented in this program I bring you here are for informational purposes only, not medical advices, and in no way should anyone infer that I am practicing medicine. A conscious effort has been made to only present information that is both accurate and truthful. However, I assume no responsibilities for any inaccuracies in my source of materials, nor do I assume responsibility for how this material is used. This show does not offer information on all alternative cancer treatments, but rather those treatment protocols which I have deemed the most important and most effective. My statements regarding alternative treatments for cancer have not been evaluated by the FDA. You need to know that. So the question is, can you cure your cancer? There are many people in this world that is doing just that. I am going to tell you about some of our own doctors and health organizations in the United States that are doing just that, curing cancer, and with phenomenal success. I will tell you who is doing what and how, and with some reports and quotes from doctors in the United States and what they're doing, and why. Okay, some of the information and the resources that I have is from a Dr. Mark Stengler, S-T-E-N-G-L-E-R, Suzanne Summers' book, who interviews doctors who are curing cancer. In Suzanne Summers' book, it's called Knockout, K-N-O-C-K-O-U-T. Knockout interviews with doctors who are curing cancer and how to prevent getting it in the first place. If you or a loved one has cancer or has ever had cancer, I would strongly advise that you read this book. It is very interesting, even if you don't have cancer. But I would advise that you read it. It's well worth its reading. Also, there is a book called Cancer, Step Outside the Book by Ty Bollinger, in which he gives many cures for cancer, which are alternative, holistic, or homeopathic. It is also a very good book. It is written a little differently. It's as if he's just sitting there talking to you, but it is full of really valuable information. And he gets a lot of his information also based on facts and what other doctors are doing as well. Suzanne Summers interviews such doctors as Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski, which I will give you some of his information. Also, Ty Bollinger interviews some doctors as well. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to jump in and I'm going to tell you what some of these cures for cancer are. And first of all, you're probably wondering, if this is on the power of the superconscious mind, why am I, CJ Savage, who is a certified hypnotherapist, giving you cures on cancer, telling you what other people are doing? Well, because I have been a certified hypnotherapist for more than 22 years, and what has really intrigued me is my clients have taught me what they can do with the power of their own mind. You do not have to be super intelligent or a superhuman being or anything odd or different. You just simply have to simply try. So in the over 22 years in my practice, I have had people that come to me with cancer, and usually the norm is when someone comes to me because they have cancer and ask for my help is because they have exhausted all resources available. They have simply run out of options, and the doctors just simply cannot help them anymore. And so I'm really just kind of like the last hope. You know, I'm desperate to help me. I'll try anything at this point. So when someone comes to me, and they're usually more along in more advanced stages of cancer, but yet if they simply use the power of their mind and practice hypnosis on a daily basis, I have seen people, one man in particular, who was given about 2 months to live. He went in for surgery to open him up to have part of his colon removed. When they opened him up, they found that he was full of cancer. They sewed him back up, and they told him to get his life in order, arrange for his funeral, because there was nothing they could do for him. Now, this particular man had already had cancer, I think it was 4 times already. He was so, I wouldn't say so old, but he did look really old. He was in his 60s. He did not have very good health, heavy smoker. So he could not withstand the radiation or the chemotherapy. He was just simply too weak and too sick to do anything like that. So they basically just didn't give him any hope. He did the hypnosis, and I told him that he needed to listen to the CD, General Healing of Health, with hypnosis, and I told him to listen to it 3 times back-to-back, 3 times a day. So he's basically listened to it 9 times, but you go through it the first time, the full length of the CD, then the second and the third time, you simply skip the relaxation part and go right into the actual induction of healing. And I told him to do that 3 times a day. He did it more than that. But long story short, he didn't do anything other than that. He didn't even really change his diet, but he wasn't eating hardly anything. And he was losing weight at a phenomenal pace. So he was doing only his hypnosis, but yet 2 weeks later, after he started doing the hypnosis, he went back to work on a part-time basis. He was driving a truck. And so he just went back to work for only 4 hours a day. Then 4 weeks later, he went back to work full-time. He was going to get the rest of his days in so he could fulfill his retirement. This man actually, and I was as amazed and fascinated as anyone else was, but when 4 months later, he was tested again, and he was clear. He didn't have any cancer at all. So would the doctor have been impressed and happy about that? He wasn't so much. He just said, you know, positive thinking is not going to get you anywhere, and if it did, and, you know, it's just in remission, and it's going to come back. And so he told me to come back. My advice is to get a new doctor. If your doctor is not open and receptive to alternative treatments along with the conventional methods of practice, then if he's not open to that, you probably should look for another doctor. But when a doctor, a conventional doctor, is open to and receptive to alternative treatments that go along with what you're doing, then everything's going to work together for the good. And that's a fact. So this man was able to overcome his cancer, and actually that has now been 4 years ago, and he's still alive and well. His cancer has not returned. I've had other people that have proven to me that you can heal cancer through the power of the mind, and my clients constantly ask me, why isn't everyone doing this? Well, there are a lot of cures for cancer. And so I started doing a lot of research when one of my clients told me what he did. He was going to do the hypnosis if what he was doing wasn't working, but it worked really well. So I started doing more and more research, and I did a lot of research. And so I'm going to bring you, it's going to be just like a congested overall view of basically cures for cancer and maybe give you some hope and some options of what you can look at. When I was practicing hypnosis, when I was learning, becoming, studying to become a certified hypnotherapist, my understudy, I was studying under Stephen Lavelle. He was one of the greatest hypnotherapists in America. He was also on TV. He got a lot of exposure. And then one day, soon after I became a certified hypnotherapist, he was diagnosed with melanoma, which was in the advanced stages and had already spread through his entire body by the time that they discovered what was wrong with him. The doctor told him that there was nothing they could do for him and that he should prepare for his funeral. Well, Stephen Lavelle, and that is L-A-V-E-L-L-E, knew and understood the power of the mind. And so what he did, and this was 20 years ago, but what he did was he created a metaphor in his own mind, and he did this three times a day, and every morning and afternoon and night, he would sit in a chair, and he would hold a glass of fresh orange juice, which he would drink. And at that time, the little Pac-Man was a very popular icon in America, and when he drank this orange juice, he would imagine that the pulp in the orange juice, while his eyes were closed and he was relaxed, he would imagine that the pulp and the orange juice were little Pac-Man. They were Pac-Man that he was drinking that was going into his body. And then he imagined these Pac-Man going all through his body, and this Pac-Man, he believed, was in his mind, was eating the cancer cells and leaving only the good cells in his body alone, but eating up the cancer cells. At the same time, he did say that he did do a lot of meditation. He did eat very healthy. He cut out all the bad stuff, all the toxic foods, all the bad foods that you should not eat. And he was eating basically really good, healthy, more natural and fresh foods. Long story short, he was doing this on a daily basis, and within like 6 weeks, he had eliminated all of the melanoma in his body completely by simply imagining and thinking and feeling. And he said even when he started doing this, it seemed really silly and really stupid. It just seemed like a stupid thing to do because he knew how sick he really was. But he just kept imagining that the pulp in the orange juice were Pac-Man, and as he drank it, they would go in and they would eat the cancer cells. And when he would go to the bathroom, he would then imagine eliminating all the little Pac-Man through his body, out of his body that were holding the cancer cells. And he always felt, he put feeling into it and feel the relief of losing all those cancer cells. Anyway, he did get rid of his cancer completely within like 6 weeks. And the doctor then wanted to learn from him, who then they became really good friends. So the power of the mind does work. I do believe that the diet of which you are consuming has a lot to do with it. But I have actually had clients who did not, quote, eat healthy. They ate just like they had always eaten, but they were doing the hypnosis on a daily basis, and they have overcome their hypnosis. I'm going to jump right into what Dr. Mark Stengler, that's S-T-E-N-G-L-E-R, who is actually, he now has precedence over Newsmax newsletter, who's become a very well-known and reputable doctor, who is treating people and helping people to overcome cancer. He's curing cancer, and he's doing it. He's in San Diego, California, and he says, well, he sent me quite a bit of information here. And he says that some of it may even shock you or even outrage you, because stunning new evidence suggests that all cancers were cured back in 1925. Yes, that's lung, prostate, breast, pancreatic, brain, and every other type of cancer cured. Deadly tumors just fading away like magic. A crazy notion? Well, don't judge it until you see how. This is with no radiation or chemotherapy or surgeries. An all-natural solution shrinks tumors away to nothing. And our own government has known about it for decades. I'm going to give you individual cases, but just listen to this amazing story. David Fowler was facing terminal prostate cancer. It was so bad the cancer had metastasized out to his hip bones. His oncologist had given up treating him and sent the 68-year-old from Cincinnati home to die. His final remaining wish was he wanted to see his grandson graduate from high school. That's when one of his family members convinced him to meet Dr. Stengler, the San Diego doctor, getting astonishing results, even treating people even with advanced cancers. Now, that was 16 years ago, and David is still cancer-free today. And now he's planning on going to see his grandson's wedding and see his great-grandkids graduate. How did he do it? When the best mainstream cancer treatments failed. Amazingly, it did not involve any poisonous chemo, no scorching radiation, and no disfiguring surgery. It's thanks to an astonishing medical fact that did you know that you can starve cancer cells to death? And you won't hear about it from your oncologist, because I'm afraid the drug companies see to that, and I'm going to explain that here in just a minute. You see, cancer cells are greedy little things. They slurp up glucose like from your blood like hungry kids scarfing down birthday cake. But if you cut off the sugar, they starve. They need it to fuel their growth. Without fuel, they die by the thousands. Tumors shrink, wither, and then disappear. Shockingly, this process was first discovered back in 1925, so scientists have known about it for almost a century, but it is not taught in medical schools. Instead, oncologists still treat cancer with painful radiation, dangerous chemotherapy, and scary surgery. So Stengler's treatments are so natural and revolutionary that they send current medical thinking packing, and his results are nothing short of life-saving. Now, by nothing more complicated than eating in a very unique way, you can cut off the sugar supply to cancer cells, and it is that easy. And yes, it works. I'm going to send you to, on my blog, I have a blog. It's called Healing Cancer with My Mind. And actually, that's healingcancerwithmymind.blogspot.com. You can actually go to thehypnosisqueen.com, and the tab at the top will take you to, it's called the Healing Cancer blog. And I am going to post on there the cancer diet, which I received from Solomon Wiki, which I'm going to tell you about in just a minute. Also on there, you will see on my blog, my website, thehypnosisqueen.com, if you scroll down just a little bit, you're going to see a video that you can view that is from Foster Gamble of Procter & Gamble that tells you why there isn't a cure for cancer, at least not in the conventional medical practice and treatments field. And this video is called Thrive. All statements that are made here are confirmed and are accurate. All the statements are made are based on fact with resources and the evidence on the statements that are made here. I would strongly advise that you, I'm not even going to tell you about it, I would just recommend that you look at it. Also, this weekend on that website of mine, you'll go to Healing Cancer Blog. I will add the cancer diet to the blog. I'll get that on there this weekend. This diet is from Solomon Wiki. He's a very dear friend of mine. He's an elderly Amish man that's proven to be one of the greatest healers of all time with his God-given gift that he has had. He has passed away. He's no longer living, but he will always be well remembered by many worldwide. When he died, for example, his funeral lasted for 4 days while tens of thousands of people from all over the world come to pay their respects to his family. His name is Solomon Wiki, that is W-I-C-K-E-Y. Wiki has healed tens of thousands of people with cancer. He's a friend of mine, and he has a special diet, which the Amish use. He has a special diet of which I'm going to give you here. I'm actually just going to read over it to you, and I will post it on my website as well. Solomon Wiki told me that yeast and cancer test exactly the same. Unfortunately, many people are treated for cancer when, in fact, they do not have cancer. They have yeast. Yeast can be caused by many things. It can be caused by too many antibiotics when you're a child, or it can be because of the use of sugar in your diet, too much sugar. But the yeast can get into your blood, it can get into your system, but it will be tested and can be tested the same as cancer. And Salmon Wiki says that cancer is nothing more than an overactive protein. It's an imbalance which can easily be corrected without chemo or radiation or surgery, and he has always strongly advised his people who come to see him to not do the radiation or the chemotherapy, and I know that for a fact. I've known many people that's gone to see him. This is called a nutritional balance of protein overgrowth. That is the cancer diet. Nutrition balance of protein overgrowth. First of all, he says that you must cut all sugar, all refined sugar from your diet. You can replace it with raw honey, only raw honey, and also cut out salt. For 9 weeks, take 1 teaspoon of red clover blend. Some of these ingredients here, some of these things you will need to get from a health food store. You will not find them in your local ordinary grocery store. For 9 weeks, take 1 teaspoon of red clover blend, 1 teaspoon of whole apricot, 6 food enzymes, that's E-N-Z-Y-M-E-S, 6 food enzymes, 6 parsley, and 6 Pau d'Arco, that is P-A-U-D-E-A-R-C-O. 6 Pau d'Arco. For 4 months, make fresh daily 1 quart of carrot and celery juice mixed, which would be 1 pint of carrot juice and 1 pint of celery juice. You're going to mix that together. So for 4 months, make fresh daily, which you'll use like a juicer, and you'll run in there. You'll have 1 pint of carrot juice, 1 pint of celery juice mixed together, which will equal 1 quart of carrot and celery juice mixed. Eat only fresh fruit and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, especially almonds, legumes, real butter, and cottage cheese, no salt. Omit all animal protein, eggs, cheese, and other dairy products, sugar, salt, white flour, and peanuts. And he always said, do not use a microwave. This is the Amish cancer diet called Nutrition Balance of Protein Overgrowth. I will post that on my website. Okay, I'm going to get right into some reports that Dr. Mark Stengler has sent over to me, and I'm just going to hit the highlights of what he has sent over to me, and it's some fascinating stuff. First of all, he says that foods and supplements that actually prevent cancer, and what you need to know is that cancer is not a single disease and it can have many different causes. That makes it virtually impossible for any one nutrient to protect against all types of cancer. By the way, Dr. Mark Stengler is a holistic doctor who claims that he has 200 times more training and education than your average conventional doctor. I thought that was rather interesting. Anyway, he says that nothing can absolutely guarantee that you'll remain cancer-free. However, good nutrition and a healthy, healthful overall lifestyle, not smoking, not abusing alcohol, limiting exposure to pollutants, eliminating food additives, exercising, and controlling stress can lower your odds of developing cancer. And here he lists his 5 top foods and top 5 supplements that definitely can lower your long-term risk of getting cancer. Now, he talks about these foods and what they do and why they do what they do. I'm not going to get into all that. You can find Dr. Mark Stengler's Natural Library, which you can actually get for free if you subscribe to his newsletter, which I have. His 5 top anti-cancer foods Stengler suggests is broccoli, and he advises to eat 1/2 cup of raw or lightly steamed broccoli daily. Tomatoes, Tomatoes reduce the risk of prostate cancer and also might reduce the risk for lung and stomach cancers. He advises you to consume cooked tomatoes or tomato sauce. Lycopene is best absorbed from cooked tomatoes because cooking breaks down the fiber in the tomatoes. Number three is cold water fish. Salmon, sardines, and trout are rich in healthy omega-3 fats. He advises that you eat cold water fish at least once or twice a week, or take a fish oil supplement daily that contains 1 gram of EPA and DHA. Again, that is take 1 gram of EPA and DHA. Number four is garlic. Slice or dice a garlic clove. Evidence suggests that garlic might protect against cancers of the colon, prostate, esophagus, larynx, ovaries, and kidneys. He advises that you consume garlic regularly because chopping and cooking garlic seem to increase its biological activity. Saute or bake it rather than eating it whole or raw. And number five is spinach. Spinach and other greens, which are rich in antioxidants. He advises that you eat spinach and other greens daily. A single serving is equivalent to 1 cup of raw or 1/2 cup of cooked spinach or greens. His top five anti-cancer supplements are vitamin D. If you were to take just one immune-enhancing supplement to lower your long-term risk for cancer, vitamin D would be the one to choose. More than 60 studies have found out that high levels of vitamin D offer broad protection against many types of cancer. He advises that you take at least 1,000 IUs, which stands for international units, IUs of vitamin D3 daily. That's 1,000 IUs of vitamin D3 daily. Also, what's interesting about this D3, if you start reading a lot of his reports, he bases it on scientific evidence, studies, experiments, and so on. Stengler, Dr. Mark Stengler, is strongly advise you not to get the flu shot. He says that the flu shot does not offer no more than 0.01% of any type of protection against the flu. In fact, he shows that the D3, by taking 800 IUs of D3 daily, will offer you more protection against the flus and cold than any flu shot ever could. That's one of his reports, which is, he bases it all on facts and studies and so forth. But he advises people not to get the flu shot. Also, of the five supplements that have clear benefits in anti-cancer supplements, is number two is vitamin K. Two recent studies have shown an unexpected benefit of vitamin K, that it reduces the odds of developing breast and liver cancers. His advice is to take 3 micrograms, which is MCG, of either the vitamin K1 or vitamin K2, the forms most often studied. Caution, vitamin K may increase blood clotting. Do not take vitamin K if you are also taking blood thinning medication unless you are being monitored by a doctor. And selenium, number four is selenium. This essential dietary mineral forms part of glutathione peroxidase, an antioxidant enzyme that helps the liver break down cancer-causing toxins. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that 200 mcgs, which is your micrograms, daily of selenium led to significant reductions in the risk for prostate, colon, and lung cancers within just a few years. He advises that you take 200 micrograms, which is 200 mcg daily. Don't take a higher dose, which could be toxic, without the supervision of a nutrition-oriented doctor. And number five is, no, that's not number five, that's number four, I'm sorry. Number one is vitamin D, two is vitamin K, three is selenium, and four is coenzyme Q10, also known as CoQ10. Modest amounts of this vitamin-like nutrient may reduce an individual's general risk for cancer. Studies have shown that large amounts of CoQ10 can inhibit the spread of breast cancer and boost immunity, and may have benefits in other types of cancer as well. A recent study of women with breast cancer who were on the drug tamoxifen found that a combination of 100 milligrams of CoQ10 daily and vitamin B2, 10 milligrams, and B3, 50 milligrams, boosted the activity of enzymes that can repair genes. His advice is to take 100 milligrams daily. If you already have been treated for cancer, you should take 300 milligrams daily. And then number 5 is lycopene. This antioxidant helps prevent cell damage. His advice is for prostate cancer prevention and for men with elevated PSA levels. He says, I recommend taking 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams of lycopene daily. That is L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E. Even if you eat lycopene-rich foods. He says there is evidence that fish oil supplements seem to lower the risk for breast cancer. He recommends 1,500 milligrams daily of combined DHA and EPA. Also, he recommends wheat germ extract, which is a promising new cancer fighter. Wheat germ extract you can get at a health food store. You can just sprinkle it over your cereal. You can put it on. It doesn't taste bad at all. Actually, it tastes good. I actually use wheat germ. You can supercharge your immune system and fight cancer with a secret medicinal mushroom remedy from the East. Now, this is where it gets really interesting because you're about to learn how Japan and China commonly treat cancers. Have you ever heard of turkey tail? No, I'm not talking about the turkey feathers, the tail feathers of our favorite Thanksgiving bird. It's actually a mushroom with a rather colorful name and a surprising ability. The turkey tail is a potent medicinal mushroom that has been found to boost your immune system. In fact, there are over 400 published studies showing just how powerful this mushroom is. Several human studies have even shown that it may be able to fight cancer. Now, I'm not going to give you his whole report because it is very long, but I will tell you, I'm going to give you some of the highlights of this. Talking turkey tail mushrooms, although here in the West, few of us have ever heard of turkey tail, it's well known in East Asian medicine. In fact, in Japan and China, there's a long history of using it in both traditional and modern medical practices. In traditional Chinese medicine, the mushroom is used to treat pulmonary infections, hepatitis, and cancer. And in Japan, it's a folk remedy commonly used to treat cancer. Now, it gives scientific names, which there's a lot of different ways it's known as, but it's in different countries, but that's not really important here. It's a fungus that grows naturally on dead logs and on trees around the world. It has fan-shaped, multicolored cap that some say resembles the tail feathers of a turkey. However, in Japan, you would ask for kawarateke, which is K-A-W-A-R-A-T-A-K-E, also known as the mushroom by the riverbank. This one mushroom has many uses. In Japan and China, turkey tail extract is commonly used for immune enhancement for those who have had surgery, are undergoing chemotherapy, or are receiving radiation treatments. It is known for building super immunities with glucans. The secret to the immunity-boosting power of many mushrooms are compounds called glucans. That's G-L-U-C-A-N-S. Turkey tail has its own unique super version of glucans. I'm not going to get all that, but the extract switches on receptors on immune cells, including neutrophils, monocytes, macrophages, natural killer cells, and T and B lymphocytes. So in other words, the glucans essentially supercharge your entire immune system, not only turning on your body's own cancer killers, but also the immune cells that fight off bacteria and viruses. Studies show it does the most good for esophageal, lung, colon, and stomach cancers. Another 10-year study showed just how good turkey tail is against colon cancer. He goes on about statistics, how powerful it is, and the interesting thing is he makes it known, a fact, that Japan actually has less cancer than any country in the world, and Japan and China also eat less sugar than most countries in the world. So is there a relation? I would think so. One of the biggest sins, he says, and this is, I'm still with Dr. Mark Stengler here. He says, one of the biggest sins in medicine today is that the proven complementary therapies are being ignored and aren't being used on cancer patients. The fact is, turkey tail can work wonders when it comes to beating the toxic side effects of cancer treatments. Researchers at the University of Shanghai wanted to find out if Coriolis polysaccharides, which is also known as PSP, could reduce the side effects of chemotherapy or radiation. They recruited 650 people with cancer who were undergoing chemotherapy and radiation and gave them either PSP or a placebo. Then they measured how severe the side effects from the cancer treatments were in both groups. It turned out those volunteers who received the PSP had a lot fewer side effects than those that got the placebo. And as anyone who has been through the nightmare of chemo or radiation can tell you, the cure can sometimes be worse than the disease. So fewer side effects are a godsend. If you have esophageal, lung, stomach, or colon cancer, I recommend that you talk to your oncologist about turkey tail, and don't be surprised if you meet some resistance at first. But remember, the science proves that mushroom extract can reduce the side effects of conventional therapies, supercharge your cancer-killing cells, and even reduce your chances of a cancer coming back. And if after looking at all the studies he's still resisting, it might be time for you to find a new doctor. Your life could literally depend on it. Dr. Stengler recommends 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of standard hot water extract twice a day. Of course, make sure that you check with your own doctor before starting the supplementation. Now, if you've not heard of turkey tail before, you have now. He says, say goodbye to chemo and so long those harsh drugs and starve the cancer cells to death instead. Stengler says cancer cells have a huge appetite for glucose, a simple sugar. Cancer cells require a byproduct of glucose metabolism for energy. Normal cells can use fats as fuel in addition to glucose. And in 1924, German medical doctor, physiologist, and Nobel laureate Otto Warburg discovered that cancer cells are fueled by the metabolism of sugar inside the cells. He published several works on this concept, including the metabolism of tumors. A debate has gone on about this for years. The latest research reveals that Warburg was right. A team of researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, and the collaborators from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center and Weill Cornell Medical College showed that depriving cancer cells of glucose does indeed cause them to die. When you take away the glucose, your body responds by creating free radicals that destroy the cell. Remember the term free radicals? These molecules play a key role in the immune system's offensive maneuvers, destroying infections and cancer cells. On the other hand, free radicals from pollution, poor diet, and stress can overwhelm the body and contribute to disease. The body must maintain a balance between the production of free radicals and the production of antioxidants like vitamin C, E, selenium, that neutralize free radicals. So, How do you starve cancer cells so that they self-destruct? Obviously, you should avoid high sugar foods such as candy, if you call that a food, soda pop, fruit juice, and minimize that to a few ounces diluted in water. Processed grains such as wheat breads, cookies, crackers, chips, white rice, and sweets. And these foods are a problem for many Americans. Here's a little food for thought. The whole wheat, and I know that you, if you've ever had cancer or known someone that had cancer, the doctors will tell you to eat whole wheat. Well, the whole wheat is wolf in sheep's clothing, actually. There's one food your nutritionist actually recommends that you consume to fight cancer, diabetes, and weight gain. But the harsh reality is that it's actually a wolf in sheep's clothing, and I'm talking about whole wheat. You are thinking whole wheat contains fiber and complex carbohydrates that should reduce the absorption of sugars and not lead to a spike in blood glucose and insulin levels. And Dr. Mark Stengler says that was true about 50 years ago, but today's wheat has been so genetically modified that its carbohydrate content has changed and it's rapidly broken down into glucose. He says, let me prove this by looking at the glycemic index, that's GI. The GI score of whole wheat, the lower the GI score, the less it spikes the blood sugar and insulin levels. The highest and worst rating in the GI is glucose, which is score of 100. Two slices of whole wheat has a GI score now of 71. So the point is that you should not be duped into thinking that whole wheat is a superfood. Wheat products are not giving people, wheat products are not giving people belly drop, as his mother calls it, but they're feeding those dreaded cancer cells. He says, focus on your diet on vegetables, proteins such as beans, nuts, and seeds, not peanuts, which contain a aflatoxin known as potent carcinogen. Eat fresh fruits and vegetables, fish, and organic meat, and limit fruit. Starve those cancer cells and don't feed them. Okay, I'm going to skip over here to, because I don't want to run out of time. There's some things I want to go over here. Suzanne Summer does several interviews with several doctors, and one of them I found particularly interesting, and I'm just going to give you some bits and pieces of it. It's by a Dr. Michael Glitzer. That's G-A-L-I-T-Z-E-R, Glitzer. Dr. Michael Glitzer. Suzanne Summers, pretty well into the book, states that what I have learned writing this book is that cancer appears to be manageable and that we can live with cancer, whether the approach is integrative or alternative. So specifically, what does building up actually mean? And Dr. Michael Glitzer says, okay, let's first talk about what causes cancer. We need to define what cancer is before we can actually treat it, whichever way the patient desires. Toxicity accumulates over time, whether it be nutritional toxicity, emotional, physical, mercury-induced, or environmental. These toxins deplete respiratory enzymes so that these cells can no longer utilize oxygen. Healthy cells utilize oxygen to create energy. But with cancer, instead of utilizing oxygen, cancer cells revert to a primitive way of creating energy by fermenting sugar. Once you ferment sugar, you create lactic acid, which makes the acidic condition of the body even worse. Now, you have both acids and toxicity, which increase total body acidity through fermentation. This was discovered in the 20s by Otto Warburg. We just talked about him. He's a German doctor who won a Nobel Prize. Suzanne Summers says, is the not getting enough or getting no oxygen to the cells what is called anaerobic metabolism? She said Dr. Wright talks about this. Now, Dr. Michael Glitzer says, absolutely, you've got it. Anaerobic metabolism is occurring. So what do you do at this point? You want to limit sugar intake. This is vitally important. No sugar for any cancer patient. Number two, you must increase the oxygen supply to the cell. Suzanne Zimmer says, how do you do that? And Dr. Glisser says, we know the more toxic you are, the thicker your blood, and all cancer patients have thick blood. Cancer patients have enormous amounts of toxicity, and they have very thick blood. As a doctor, I know you've got to thin the blood, and you do this with garlic, ginkgo, enzymes, and a natural blood thinner called natokinase. That's N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E. The thinner the blood, like red wine opposed to ketchup, the more nutrients and oxygen can get to their cells. Exercise is crucial. In the 1950s, a lady by the name of Joanne Budwig, who was a German biochemist, discovered that if you combine cottage cheese with flaxseed oil in the diet, which is a unique combination, you would increase oxygen supply to the cells. The Budwig diet has been a mainstay in a lot of therapies that have not been talked about, but you can look it up on the internet, and there's a lot of valuable information there about the Budwig diet. It is 2/3 of a cup of cottage cheese plus 6 tablespoons of flaxseed oil. You mix them together and you put them in a blender with berries or nuts, no peanuts, once a day, divided in 2 doses. So in other words, you are going to mix 3 tablespoons of flaxseed oil with cottage cheese twice a day, morning and night. For maintenance, you can take half that amount. It's a very easy thing to do. Now, I'm just going to stop here, and I'm going to tell you a unique story, which I thought was unique. One of my clients came to me because he had cancer, and what had happened is he's actually a friend of mine. He had gone in to have some surgery done, but he had to go through a complete physical before he could have a surgery, which then they discovered masses of tumors in his abdomen, which he had always had stomach problems and always taken all kinds of things for his stomach pain. He had a lot of tumors. The tumors were actually removed by surgery, what they could get to, but it left several tumors in his abdomen, which were, quote, inoperable. The tumors actually proved to be cancerous. When they were biopsied, they found that he had all these tumors in his abdomen that were cancerous. Now, what he did was he ate 3 tablespoons of flax oil mixed with cottage cheese in the morning and at night, and he cut out all sugar out of his diet. That's all he did. The doctor had told him that those tumors in his abdomen were inoperable. There was nothing that they could do for them, and the tumors would continue to grow until basically it would just, that's how his life would end. So this particular guy ate his flaxseed oil with his cottage cheese, 3 tablespoons in the morning, 3 tablespoons at night. He also did not mix it in a blender with berries or nuts. He just simply ate, he liked cottage cheese. He said the flaxseed oil did not have a bad flavor at all. He could hardly tell it was even there, but that's what he ate. 3 tablespoons of flaxseed oil mixed with cottage cheese in the morning and again at night. Cut out the sugars out of his diet. He said no more beer. His tumors completely shrunk and then disappeared, and they've not reappeared, and that's been now about 3 years ago. He learned this, he said, from his uncle, who about 30 years prior to this had tumors in the brain, which were cancerous. And he was not expected to live for very long at all. And it's exactly what his uncle did. He ate 3 tablespoons of flaxseed mixed with cottage cheese in the morning, and again 3 tablespoons of flaxseed oil mixed with the cottage cheese at night. And the tumors in his brain shrunk completely and disappeared. His uncle did not have any radiation or chemotherapy or anything like that. The uncle is still alive to this day and living and well, and he has a good mind as well. So I find that the flaxseed oil is phenomenal. And when he told me about this, I must have Googled flaxseed oil for 2 entire days, basically many hours put into it. There are so many benefits behind the flaxseed oil. It's one of the oldest remedies on earth. It actually will improve your eyesight, your skin, all kinds of things. But flaxseed oil does feed oxygen to cells and, I guess, smother out cancer cells. So Dr. Glitzer talks about this Budwig diet, that's B-U-D-W-I-G, the Budwig diet, which you can take the flaxseed oil twice a day. He says this combo gets to the cell membrane, increases the oxygen level in the cell, and can also cause increased cellular energy production. It's all about getting energy production into the cell. Alkaline water will reduce the total acidity, which is a bit of the job, but the best way to reduce total body acidity is to get the cells to make more ATP. Once the cells make more energy, the acidity of the body goes down. Tony Robbins, you've probably heard of him. He talks about the pH in the body. If the body becomes acidic, which if you test, you can test your saliva or you can test your urine with pH strips, and if your body is acidic and literally off the charts, which they can be, your body can become very acidic, you are going to become very sick. But if you maintain that pH in your body is mostly water, and if you maintain that pH balance to be pH balanced, like a 7 or close to 7, most of the time you cannot get sick and you will not get sick. So Tony Robbins has on one of his CDs, which is on the edge, one CD by itself is just all about health, how he had a rare disease, traveled the world to overcome it when no doctor in America could seem to help him at all. Then as he traveled the world, he found that the secret behind really good health is to maintain a pH balance in the body. Just like a swimming pool. If you have a swimming pool and it becomes very green, where the pH is totally unbalanced, you can throw all the chemicals in the world into that swimming pool, and it's just not going to clear out until you have to balance the pH first. You get the pH balance, and then you can clear it up. So the body is very similar to a swimming pool, as Tony Robbins says. Okay, this Dr. Michael, I'm going to give you something else here. I am quite finished with him. Dr. Michael Glitzer says hypothermia, which I thought this was very interesting too. Hyperthermia is an innovative treatment for cancer. It involves increasing the body temperature so as to use fever to kill the bad cells. Cancer cells are more susceptible to heat and temperature of 104, 105, 105 degrees will actually kill them. In Germany, they're using low levels of chemotherapy and radiation along with hyperthermia, because at that point of high body temperature, you don't need much chemotherapy, and that's a big thing. When I was an intern, he says, I could rotate through the subspecialties at the hospital, and my last subspecialty was cancer. I found that every cancer patient had a body temperature of about 94 or 95, when normally it should be 98.6. He says this was consistent. He talks about a Dr. Gary Gordon, who you know pretty well, Suzanne, came up with a program called FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, as a way of preventing cancer and preventing all illnesses. F is for fruits. I won't go into this detail, but I'm going to skim over this. F is for fruits and their importance in your diet, plus you also eliminate coffee, Coca-Cola, alcohol, and cigarettes. It's important that to understand that we eat too much of this stuff in this country. We eat way too much animal protein, and too much animal protein causes too much cellular activity. And then on top of that, we don't consume enough fruits and vegetables, so nutrition and supplements are vital. F is for the fruits. I is for infections. He says we're all carrying a huge load of bugs. Whether you call it candida or chronic viral syndromes, there's just too many infections going on. One great source of infections is teeth, particularly root canals. Dr. Rao at Paracelsus Clinic in Switzerland found that in 100 breast cancer patients, 96 of them had a root canal in the molar tooth. Now, I found this very interesting. Pay close attention. One great source of infection is teeth. In this clinic in Switzerland, they found that in 100 breast cancer patients, 96 of them had a root canal in the molar tooth. And Suzanne Summers then commented and said, interesting, I had a root canal on my right side, which is where I had breast cancer. And Dr. Glitzer says, right, 96 out of 100 people with breast cancer had root canals, a source of chronic infection in the root. That is scary. The G, let's just go on. The next one is G for fight. G is for geopathic stress. And Suzanne says, what is geopathic stress? And he says, Schumann frequency. This is a nourishing frequency that comes out of the crust of the earth at 7.82 hertz, which is a frequency of alpha waves in the brain. People always talk about being in the alpha state in the terms of meditation, and the 7.82 hertz frequency is a nourishing frequency in the earth that's been found to not only support life but enhance it. Unfortunately, these electromagnetic frequencies are way off 7.82 hertz. There are things that you can do to balance and minimize the exposure. Your bedroom should be a quiet place in your house, especially when you sleep and you don't want to have your head anywhere near a computer that's on. You want to eliminate all electromagnetic stress as much as possible. There's been a lot of talk about that. That is the G. The H in fight is for hormones. You've got to have balanced hormones. You know that better than anyone, Suzanne, and all these cancer patients are completely depleted of hormones, whether it be adrenal hormones, thyroid hormones, bioidentical, progesterone, estrogen, or testosterone. They've got to optimize hormonal output. Also, a lot of these cancer patients have too much insulin, a major hormone, because they're eating too much sugar. T is for toxins. Mercury toxins from the teeth, mercury in tuna and swordfish, mercury in the atmosphere from coal burning, and then there are the winds that blow from China, which consequently blow a lot of that mercury from Chinese industrial coal production over the West Coast to California. They also found that 10 to 20% of the population in New York City has highly elevated levels of mercury. So mercury is a key toxin, and other heavy metals that are toxic are cadmium and lead. We've talked about your exposure, Suzanne, in the Las Vegas casinos years ago, that secondhand smoke, cigarette smoke that you inhaled while you were performing, and we found that it had high levels of cadmium in your uterine 20 years later. Interesting. Okay, that is Suzanne Summers. We're going to run out of time here. I wanted to go over a little bit of I was going to give you some information on Dr. David Brownstein. You might look him up. He's also curing cancer. Dr. David Brownstein. That's Brownstein. Dr. David Brownstein. Brownstein. He talks about how to prevent cancer, treat it, and defeat it. Okay, let me, out of this book called Cancer, Step Outside the Box, he gives a lot of different information, but some of the stuff that I thought was really interesting, and I may have time to go through this. He says no medical doctor who uses the big three has ever administered a synthetic drug or done a medical procedure that stopped the spread of cancer. That is not what they do. What they do is slow down the cancer in some cases. You might ask, do you want to stop or spread the spread of cancer and cure the patient? Well, individual doctors may want to cure their patients. As far as the industry is concerned, the evidence is overwhelming that the answer to that question is no. And this book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, will discuss case after case of natural cancer treatments and even some orthodox cancer treatments that were shut down by the authorities, usually the AMA, FDA, or the FTC, because they were too effective at curing cancer. Now, I'll stop here and tell you that if you go to my site, you will find that movie Thrive, and I strongly suggest that you watch it. It is a real eye-opener. It is full of facts, based on facts and evidence, all proven, which tells you why they have stopped people who cure cancer. But there are more and more people that are coming out, and with the Internet, people are reaching across the world. And so our government cannot stop people from across the world. It comes in and tells you how all these different ways that you can stop cancer. Also, on my website, on thehypnosisqueen.com, you will find the CD that you can download for only $9.99 called General Healing of Health Problems with Hypnosis. And that is what my clients have used. If you go there, you can simply click on that. You'll just see the General Healing of Health Problems on there. Just click on that. It'll take you straight to cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. And you can download for only $9.99 if you'd like to get that. People use that for all kinds of health problems, not just cancer, but that which actually brings in the white light, which I use the white light, God's light, source energy, call it whatever you want. But there is one higher power, and it is real. It is highly effective, and it works. Okay, Ty Bollinger, in his book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, he says, there is a pattern of medicine that effective cancer treatments are shut down from public view, and highly ineffective synthetic drugs, which are profitable because they can be patented, are routinely approved by the FDA. It is a scam, the likes of which the world has never seen before. Future doctors will look at this generation of doctors in total disgust. They have had many opportunities to cure cancer, but rather than cure cancer, they bury the treatment and make it illegal to use. The only logical model to assign to both Big Pharma is actually the pharmaceutical industry, and Big Medicine, which is the AMA in this, quote, it is far, far more profitable to slow down the spread of cancer than to stop the spread of cancer. Everything that stops the spread of cancer must be shut down, unquote. The long-term goal of the quid pro quo marriage made in hell between the FDA, AMA, and the Big Pharma, like the core of the cancer industry, is to make cancer into a chronic disease like diabetes, whereby the patient becomes a long-term profit center. Just look at the newspapers. Almost every week, some new drug is approved by the FDA that extends the life of cancer patients compared to prior worthless drugs. That is exactly what they want to do. You will never see a cure for cancer unless it is an extremely rare type of cancer, such as the public relations propaganda is of more financial benefit to the cancer industry than the money lost to the cure. You will never see a cure for breast cancer, for example. The child of the marriage made in hell is the American Cancer Society propaganda machine that is tasked to make orthodox cancer treatments look far, far more effective than they really are. They are the makeup artists for the monster. You probably think the true cure rate of orthodontic medicine is 40 to 50% and growing rapidly. Nope. It has been 3% for the last 80 years, and it isn't going anywhere. As are there any natural cancer treatments, like alternative cancer treatments, meaning the use of molecules from Mother Nature that have been shown to target cancer cells and stop the spread of cancer and cure a patient? You probably think the answer is no. That would be wrong. That would be the wrong answer. There are dozens of alternative cancer treatments that can stop the spread of cancer and even cure cancer completely. In this excellent book, Ty Bollinger discusses the most proven of these treatments. However, as you might suspect, the FDA has never approved one of these cancer treatments because the drug companies have never submitted one of them to the FDA. This is partly because Big Pharma cannot patent natural molecules and thus make obscene profits. And it is partly because the AMA doesn't want cancer to be cured. The AMA does not allow medical doctors to use effective cancer treatments since these treatments have not been submitted to the FDA by the pharmaceutical industry. The FDA labels them as unproven no matter how much scientific evidence there is for the treatment. I just like the way he puts these things. He has a list of factual statistics, and the outcome of this is, he says, if you go with alternative medicine first, your chance of survival is 90% or more if you do your homework. If you go with orthodox medicine first, then alternative medicine second, you will have years of suffering, and if you're lucky, you will then have a 50% chance of survival. Bollinger says 100 years ago, it was estimated that only 1 out of 80 Americans was diagnosed with cancer. Yes, you heard me right. He said 100 years ago, it was estimated that only 1 out of 80 Americans was diagnosed with cancer. Today, approximately 1 in 3 Americans will be diagnosed with cancer during their lifetime. It is estimated by the year 2020, 1 in 2 Americans will have the same diagnosis. Across the globe, over 10 million people are diagnosed with cancer annually, and almost 7 million die from cancer. According to the World Health Organization, global cancer rates could increase by 50% in the next 15 years. The USA ranks in the top 3 countries with the highest cancer rate in both men and women. Sounds like a cancer epidemic, doesn't it? That is Ty Bollinger's. I thought he put that very well. You will find that, for example, Dr. David Brownstein states that in 1999, cancer overtook heart disease as America's number one killer for those under the age of 85. And sadly, since 1930, conventional medicine has made literally no progress against the most common and deadly cancers. Are you surprised? Are you angry? He says, I don't blame you. There are far safer and better alternatives. And he also puts out reports on cancer cures and so on. But all in all, they all basically are saying the same thing. Cut out sugar. Is sugar toxic? Highly toxic. The most important thing is have a good diet. Eliminate the toxicities. We're running out of time. I'm going to have to end this. If you have any questions or comments, please send them to thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. You can download my hypnosis audios from my website for only $9.99. And I thank you for listening. And if I have enough requests, I will do more on cancer. Thank you for listening.